The Things You Hide, Fluff Edition, by Verity Burns. A Fear Tribe project, with My Fear as Sherlock, and the Muse Calliope as John. Directed and edited for Fear Tripod by Volga Shadow.
Bugger. Ow. Bollocks.
Are you all right? My God, are you hurt? What happened? You're drunk.
Shh. Don't tell John.
Right. We need to get you up the rest of the stairs before you fall down these ones. Come on. What have you... I need to put the light on. Fine, you're no help. What happened? You were going out to check out a suspect? How did you get like this?
There was... a bar. The subject. Bar.
Okay, so I'm getting that there was a bar. Here, let's get your shoes off.
Shoes? Bedtime.
It is for you. What happened at the bar? Did the suspect buy you a drink?
Lot of drinks. He tried to...
He tried to what?
He tried to kiss me.
Is that all he tried to do?
That's enough. I told him. Damn jacket. John, help. Told him no good. No good.
No, you don't like that sort of thing. I know. I understand.
No good if not John. Don't tell John. Can't tell John. Spoil everything.
Don't worry. Okay, t-shirt on now. There we go. Come on, lie back. You need to get some sleep.
John doesn't want me.
To keep body parts in the fridge. I'm sure you can compromise.
Stay. I want more.
What do you mean? What do you want from me?
Everything. I got one last chance.
Well, you know it's all I
Sooner or later, someone's going to come along and take a brass rubbing of you.
Brass rubbings are taken from monumental brasses, rather than from three-dimensional representations, as should be obvious from the name. Sometimes things are so blindingly apparent, and yet you don't see them at all. You ignore the facts. You disregard the evidence, just marching along with your narrow perceptions, unable to disregard a single aberration, and if you're going to leave, just go.
Sherlock, how much do you remember about last night?
Enough to wish you would forget it. And if you're going to leave, just go.
Go where?
Just go. Just go. Just go.
Your blogging would be more successful if you actually typed something, rather than just staring at the back of my head. My God, I can actually hear the gears grinding.
Can you delete this if you need to? If I say or do something which damages our friendship, could you erase it and let us go on as before?
Thus far, successful deletions of memories associated with you total exactly zero. But I'm certainly willing to try if it means you will stay.
Let's just clear this up right now, shall we? I'm not going to leave unless you throw me out. If you had almost everything you needed to be happy, say, 70 or 80% of everything you ultimately wanted, would you risk it for the chance at 100?
The risk is greater on my side. You have other friends, whereas for me...
There would be no risk for you. No risk at all.
My heart is yours, if you want it. Such as it is.
I want it. I want it.
What exactly do you want? What do you want from me?
Everything. I want it all. Everything you show to the world, and all the things you hide.
How sure are you? Because you can't go back on this, you must understand that. John, John, look at me. You're not paying attention.
You're beautiful.
Thank you, but I need you to focus.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, God. Listen to me. You have to be sure. You have to be absolutely certain that this is what you want. Because if you do this, if you let me in, I will never, ever let you go.
Good.
I'm serious. I'm obsessive and possessive, and I absolutely do not share. If you take this step, I will wrap myself around your life until you are drowning in me. I will consume you, John. You should think about it. I am dangerous.
The magic word.
John, wait. Please, be sure. You're not hearing me. I couldn't bear it if...
This seems all out of order, considering I haven't even kissed you yet. But you must know that I love you, that I am in love with you. You see everything. How can you not know this?
Say it again.
I love you.
again.
I love you. I love you. And if you're the only person I'm going to kiss for the rest of my life, then I'd really like to get started on that as soon as possible.
Let me take my time. I don't believe it yet. I knew you cared. I could see that much. But I am so unused to seeing affection aimed towards myself. I couldn't be sure whether it was just friendship or something more. You can touch me. Anything you can dream of, you can do. Could have done for months now.
Do you still not believe it?
Oh, you really want me.
I really, really do. Is that okay? I mean, I thought you weren't interested in this side of things, but clearly you are.
I never used to be. I mean, I have. I'm not that much of a freak. Are all our future conversations going to take place with your hand on my backside?
Problem?
I'll try to cope. Oh, I need to sit down. I can't.
Sit? Or lie?
Lie. Most definitely lie. Is that... My God, what have you done to me?
I would say... Items 1 to 5 on my list.
How many... How long is the list? Oh, God. Before we... Could you move your hand? No, the other one. There's something I have to tell you. I don't want to, but please remember, I did it for the best. I mean, the idea seemed sound, and none of this would have happened.
You're making it worse.
I know. There's no easy way. I wasn't drunk. At least not as drunk as I led you to believe.
You weren't... What do you mean you weren't drunk? Last night, you mean? But... You deliberately fooled me? Why? Why would you do that?
John, just listen. Will you listen?
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yes.
At the bar, last night.
Oh, so there was a bar.
The suspect.
Don't you mean subsuspect?
Was clearly ordering much stronger drinks than requested.
Bastard. Not you. Go on.
Well, part of my brain was, as always, considering our situation. As far as I could tell, we were at an impasse. I realized months ago that I was in love with you, and sometimes I thought you might feel the same, but I could never be sure, and I couldn't risk it, because your friendship was too important to me.
But that's how I... Except... I never really thought that you... I mean, sometimes you would look at me so intently, but I didn't think...
Exactly. Stalemate. Both of us possibly wanting more, but neither willing to risk what we already had. And then it occurred to me that if I came home drunk, I could let you know how I felt in such a way that you could choose to ignore it and thus avoid any awkwardness, because you wouldn't know that I knew you knew.
I'm not sure my brain is up to this.
Well, as I said, once the concept presented itself, it appeared to have some merit.
You mean it seemed like a good idea at the time? How many drinks did you have?
Only two. I managed to dispose of the next and left soon after.
Sherlock, you have the alcohol tolerance of an 8-stone Methodist. Last time you had a third glass of wine at Angelo's, you sang tunes from Pirates of Penzance all the way home. Loudly.
I'm an excellent singer.
Yes, you are. But you're not a bloody pirate king. My point is that your decision may not have been entirely you.
I knew what I was saying last night, though.
And did you mean it?
Of course I meant it. That was the whole point. I didn't make it up, I just let it out. I wouldn't normally deceive you deliberately. Not you. I learned that lesson a long time ago. But would you have taken the chance today if you hadn't heard my confession? Would you ever have risked it?
I never would. I would never have believed that you wanted me if I hadn't heard it from your own lips. What would you have done if I'd called your bluff and taken advantage?
Tried to ensure that your post-orgasmic haze was sufficiently disorienting to prevent you regretting it in the morning.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Don't do that face.
It's irrelevant anyway. You'd never take advantage of me.
Don't bet on it.
It would be impossible.
What, because I'm such an upright citizen? Sherlock, you'd tempt a saint.
No, because I give you permission. In fact, I'm begging you to.
Sherlock loves me. He really loves me. And wants me. Your room or mine?
Irrelevant.